Refugees in Greece, risk of homelessness and destitution for thousands during winter. The 22nd of December 2020 share on Facebook, share on Twitter. As winter closes in, thousands of refugees in Greece still face homelessness and destitution. While winter always poses a challenge, this year is likely to become one of the most challenging yet due to the ongoing pandemic, a deliberate decrease in the length of support for refugees, and the lack of a comprehensive integration strategy and strategy against homelessness from authorities. Around 11,000 people who were granted asylum were notified amidst a global pandemic that they were going to face forced exits from apartments for vulnerable people, ESTIA, hotel rooms under the Temporary Shelter and Protection Program, FILOXENIA, accommodation in camps on the islands and on the mainland. These forced exits follow a government policy where refugees are forced to stand on their own feet and fend for themselves within 1 month after protection status is granted, resulting in an end to accommodation, access to food support, and EU-funded cash assistance. The EU-funded Helios Integration Support Programme has enrolled 22,980 refugees, but so far only 9,203 people have been able to access rental subsidies. For a great number of people, it will not be possible or feasible to receive Helios support. Many refugees have been unable to access social rights such as a social security number, PAAYPA, a tax number, AFM, or a bank account, necessary to get a job or rent an apartment, because of bureaucratic obstacles, language barriers and discrimination. The Helios program provides a good start but cannot substitute a comprehensive integration strategy that takes into account that integration efforts need to start from the reception stage. Civil society organizations are especially concerned about the many vulnerable refugees who have been forced to exit or are facing forced exits, including survivors of gender-based violence or torture, people with health issues, including mental health or disabilities, single women and single parent families, young adults, and people from the LGBTQ+ community. Many refugees have difficulties or are unable to become self-sufficient because of vulnerabilities or problems accessing essential services and the labor market. In the past, refugees who were asked to exit state-provided accommodation ended up sleeping rough in urban areas or did not leave accommodation out of fear of becoming homeless. Problems with access to support and services are exacerbated for refugees in camps because of ongoing COVID-19 restrictions and the often remote locations of these sites, making it nearly impossible to search for housing, access services, or find work. For many refugees in camps, food insecurity is a constant risk as cash assistance is halted within 1 month while those not enrolled in the Helios program stop receiving food assistance. The announced transit sites for those forced to exit their accommodation only provide a band-aid solution for some refugees and only ever for a maximum of 2 months. This period is simply not enough for people to become independent, and without proper support, the number of homeless people in cities will increase. Ultimately, there is a critical absence of a long-term sustainable strategy for integration and inclusion in Greece that results in increased homelessness and destitution for many people, of whom many are refugees. Civil society organizations call on the Greek government to urgently take pragmatic measures to ensure that refugees are not evicted during winter and an ongoing pandemic. Focusing on prevention and early intervention and equal access to public services, regarded as essential steps by the European Parliament to end homelessness, present a lasting strategy for social security and integration which includes access to adequate and affordable housing, including social housing, to ensure the full and effective enjoyment of human rights, in line with the EU Action Plan on Integration and Inclusion, engage in regular consultation and dialogue with civil society about integration as the EU Action Plan on Integration and Inclusion emphasized its necessity to achieve integration and inclusion. Signatories: Arkana Network für Humanitaire Hilfe und Interkulturelle Friedensarbeit e.V., AASIA Action for Education, Action for Women, ActionAid Hellas Antigone, Information and Documentation Center on Racism, Ecology, Peace and Nonviolence ARSIS, Association for the Social Support of Youth Better Days Center, Diatima Changemakers Lab, Choose Love Cribs International, Dirty Girls of Lesbos, DRC GREECEECHO 100 Plus Ecological ideological movement of Thessaloniki enough is enough movement equal rights beyond borders Europe must act European Federation of National Organizations working with the homeless FEANTSA, Pharaohs Phoenix Humanitarian Legal Aid Food Kind Gablets Hilf Flüchtlingshilfe Greek Council for Refugees GCR, Greek Forum of Migrants Hermini, V, HIAS Greece Humanity Now, Direct Refugee Relief Human Rights 360 Humans Before Borders Indigo Volunteers Inter-European Human Aid Association International Rescue Committee IRC INTERSOS Hellas Intervolve Jesuit Refugee Service Greece Lighthouse Relief LHR Love Welcomes Mare Liberum Mobile Info Team Network for Children's Rights Odyssea One Family No Borders One Happy Family Project Armonia Refocus Media Labs Refugee Education and Learning International Refugee Legal Support, RLS, Refugee Rights Europe, RRE, Refugee Trauma Initiative Refugee Youth Service Refugee Ed Refugees International Samos Volunteers SAO Association for Displaced Women Second Tree Shower Power Foundation Solidarity Now Soup and Socks E. V. Still I Rise Symbiosis, School of Political Studies in Greece, Council of Europe Network of Schools Ter des Homs Hellas Thalassa of Solidarity The Lava Project 3Ps UK Must Act Velos Youth Virin Fair. We're here Will Common in NIPS Yoga and Sport for Refugees. Photo credits, Yanis Zindrilis.